is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, but I love a good preview. Not really. I hate those too. Oh, this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
What's up, big ballers?
It's a preview.
It's a preview.
It's a preview. It's a preview. It's a preview. It's a preview.
You know, cannot keep a beat of anything else that's going on.
I crushed.
You know what made that even better was just the sweet, sweet sounds of Matt Thiessen singing in the background.
Oh, we really did it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Last week's episode was well received.
Well received.
Did I hear that correctly?
Dear Dick Dollar.
I
loved listening to you guys talk about the movies that I'm going to listen to you talk about again in a couple months. Signed, me.
Oh my gosh.
P.S. You suck.
Yeah, that's accurate. We do. We are a
preview episode two.
Ourselves.
We got through 16 of the 40 last week.
You just want to knock out all 24 here?
Huh?
Just knock out all 24?
No.
All right.
Hold your horse.
I say we go halfsies. We're going to go halfsies.
It's a 12-12.
Because
boy.
Next week, we might have a couple of special guests join us on the latter half.
Is it Mike Flanagan?
It's next week, the standard kickoff show.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh. So we're going to do this week. Next week, we're going to talk about 12 movies and have some guests. And then the following week, we're going to do a Christmas kickoff episode.
Yes. Where we take all of what we have learned.
I don't know if I can be a part of this.
You don't have to be.
All right, I'm out of here.
You don't have to be. Panda will be here with me.
We'll be having a jolly good time. Yeah, we're butts.
We're doing three preview episodes and then a kickoff episode, which is a preview episode.
No, it's not a preview episode.
How is it not a preview episode?
Because you wouldn't understand.
Because we've already previewed the movies.
What are we doing in that episode then?
We are saying, hey, we're taking everything that we've learned over the last 3 weeks.
It's a summation episode.
We're taking
a summation of what?
Of everything we've learned.
We've taken all the previews, and now we're picking from all of the previews the ones we're most excited about and the ones we're despising.
Yeah.
Have you been around the block once?
Once. We've done that bit twice. This is the thing that's weird.
Yeah, we've never done this before, and I think we used to preview all the movies in private.
Does it reek of a money grab to you?
It doesn't.
Okay. Just making sure.
There would have to be a little bit. Ooh, is that Christmas? Smells a lot like
money. Smell a lot of money.
Guys, enough. We are enough.
Enough.
I have heard what you had to say, and I'm putting an end to it.
Putting the kibosh on it.
Exactly right. If you didn't listen to last week, we previewed the movies that were coming out the last 2 weeks of October and the first 2 weeks of November. Mm-hmm. And so we are here beginning on November 21st. And we're going to go from here. We're going to go all the way through Thanksgiving week, get to December, and then pump the brakes. Does that sound good? Before we do, Bramble Jam Plus is waiting for you just in time for season 3 to kick off here in a couple weeks. BrambleJamPlus.com is the way to do that. All the shows all season long, completely ad-free.
That's right.
And also, we hope you join us on the 24th of October. We're going to be watching Hallmark movies all day long.
I believe it's the 24th. Yeah,
To kick off the holiday season, to kick off season 3, an all-day marathon beginning in the morning. You can stream it live on Friendly TV. And we'll be ending the day by watching both the Hallmark Channel and the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries premiere that evening and recording the episodes for those movies immediately following.
Boy.
It's gonna be a really fun day, and I think Panda's gonna bring a lot of good quizzes.
Oh, I've been working on them all year.
People have been clamoring for more. Hey, which character from Buffy the Vampire Slayer were you?
Right, and I've literally watched all those episodes just so I can create these quizzes.
Wow, you create the quizzes?
I created them this year.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's
cool. Well, I used to teach psychology back in the day, so I thought I am probably the most qualified.
No doubt about it.
All right, everybody. Really quickly, we do record these on Tuesdays. There is a chance, like last week, that some of the movies could move. Yeah. So a couple of movies that we talked about last week moved either before, but none of them moved out of last week's window. So that's good.
We had one that changed titles conspicuously. You know?
Yes. And we do have there's a movie that was going to be TBA. That movie is now called Love and Gingerbread. I do not have a synopsis for that movie. We just have the title, and that's to kick off Thanksgiving week. We'll get there in just a second. You guys ready to dive in?
Yay!
First up, competing, Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, November 21st, 8 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. We have a Nashville Christmas Carol. Mm. Lots of heavy hitters in this one. It's Jesse Schramm, Wes Brown, Wynonna Judd, Sarah Evans, Ray Lynn Kix Brooks, and
Kix Brooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn?
Kix Brooks.
He's going to play one of their dads. He's going to play Jesse Schramm's dad, isn't he?
I could only hope.
Is he going to say the line, boot, scoot, and boogie?
I hope so. And yeah. Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Oh, my
rounding
gosh.
Out the bunch. Here we go. Vivian Wake, played by Schramm. She's a workaholic, a television producer in charge of a country music Christmas special. Showcasing newcomer Alexis, played by Ray Lynn. I don't know who Ray Lynn is.
She was on like a singing competition.
Oh, okay. Never lets personal feelings get in the way of business. On the verge of accepting a job in L.A., and with a return of Gavin Chase, played by Wes Brown, her childhood sweetheart and manager to her the special headliner, Belinda, played by Evans, she receives a visit from the ghost of her recently deceased mentor, played by Judd. Her mentor warns her current path is going to lead to a dark future, and has recruited both the spirit of Christmas past, played by Brooks, and the spirit of Christmas present, played by Williams Paisley, to help her get back on track. The spirit's time-jumping adventure forced Vivian to take hold of her life. Yeah! Oh, come on!
It's a Christmas carol! It's a Christmas carol!
In Nashville!
That
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
Oh my god!
The most convoluted piece of nonsense I've ever. It was like you were making it up as we went along.
Halfway through, I realized where they were going, and I got
couldn't believe
pumped.
It. This is
somehow all that's going to happen in 84 minutes, and it's going to feel long.
Could be awesome. Ain't no scam. Jiminy I'm a Christmas. Friend of Jesse Schramm. Love it.
Interesting.
Did you say ain't no scam. I'm a friend of Jesse Schramm. You are cool.
Oh,
this
man.
This is not what we do. We don't go love it or hate it with a rhyme. He reads all four. We tell him the one we're picking.
I can tell you it's a go.
Happening at the same exact time. We have the Schramm. Over on the Movies and Mysteries, we have Lucas Bryant. They were just a movie together. Well, and by just, I mean a year ago, but also now. It's The Angel Tree. It is happening on Movies and Mysteries that same night, November 21st at 9, starring Jill Wagner and Lucas Bryant.
Wow.
A writer, played by Wagner, seeks the identity of a person who helps grant wishes that are placed upon the angel tree, and in the process reconnects with her childhood friend, Lucas Bryant. The movie. Guys, which one are you looking forward to?
My tractor's pulling for Wagner. Book it. Cool, right? Look, how do you not choose the ghost debacle? Like, that's the one, right? Yeah. Wynonna Judd is playing a ghost.
How's Hallmark Channel going to do ghosts? I'm so excited.
I'm so pumped.
You know what I did just here? It just came in. The ghost of you, they keep me awake.
So you're with the Nashville Christmas Carol.
Look, they both sound atrocious, but that Nashville Christmas Carol sounds especially atrocious. I mean, and Kix Brooks is a ghost? How do you not at least have to see what that
train
wreck's
about? When is that? When's the date
21st,
in theory?
November 21st. What do you mean? Oh, in case it changes. Yeah. Like in theory. No, dates are real. Time's a social construct. That's happening at Alligator Pass Leaves.
Just for the record, clean sweep, give me the carol of
that. Yeah, of course.
Who's not choosing that?
The Sunday, November 22nd on the Hallmark Channel, we have The Christmas House, starring Robert Buckley, Jonathan Bennett, Anna Ayora, Treat Williams,
oh,
Sharon Lawrence, and Brad Harder. Working through some difficult decisions, Mitchell family matriarch Phyllis, played by Lawrence, and patriarch Bill, played by Treat Williams, has summoned their two grown sons, TV star Mike Mitchell, played by Buckley, and Brandon Mitchell, played by Jonathan Bennett, home for the holidays. It is their hope that bringing the family together will recreate the Christmas house, will help them find resolution and make memorable holiday memories for the entire family and community. As Brandon and his husband Jake, played by Harder, make the trip home, they're anxiously awaiting a call about the adoption of their first child. Meanwhile, Mike reconnects with Andy, played by Ayora, his high school sweetheart.
Okay. Well, this is a big movie. It's Hallmark's first movie with the two leads being homosexual.
It does seem also, though, like it's a lot more family focused than maybe they put out in their press release.
That's right.
So it's definitely, it will be interesting because the part about the adoption came far later, even though that was the headline when they announced the movies.
Yeah.
It sounds like it is a part of a much bigger movie.
What's weird is that it's, why couldn't they just make a standard Hallmark Christmas movie romance? Like one guy is in the big city, he goes home, he went to high school with this, like, why couldn't they do that?
I don't know, but I am excited about this because it's a family movie, which we really like when it's, you know, kind of focusing around the family.
Treat Williams, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's not bury the lead here.
Now, buckle up, boys, because happening at the same time over on the Movies and Mysteries, we have A Godwink Christmas.
Oh.
First Loves, Second Chances. Mm. First Love, Second Chances. It is starring.
No. How? Why?
It's starring Brooke D'Orsay.
Making these terrible movies.
It's starring Brooke D'Orsay and Sam Page. After 15 years old, this is my fault. Gonna Trace, cut that in start. Post. Yeah. Thanks, Cal. After 15 years, Pat, played by Paige, moves home from Hawaii with his two sons, and through a series of coincidences, I mean, I think we all know, or Godwinks, end up stuck in traffic next to his high school sweetheart, Maggie D'Orsay, at Christmas. Am I to believe that this entire movie takes place stuck in traffic? Is this unhinged, but worse?
Yeah, somehow more death in this one, I think. Is Kathy Lee in the movie?
It doesn't say.
Man.
We touch on it lightly every Christmas with these movies, but I think it's worth bringing up again. Sovereignty versus free will.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Dan?
Here's where I'm at. I have been a man of faith my whole life, but I'm starting to believe there is no God. Because if they're still making Godwink movies, someone's asleep at the wheel up there.
Man. Your mom is typing a text as we speak.
My mom is not happy with me right now. Mom, it is what it is. Godwink movies are the worst.
I'm more intrigued by Christmas House.
Christmas House. Yes.
Like Godwink, these movies are not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see a lot with the Christmas House. The reception. How prominent that's the storyline with the adoption Gay is. So it'll be interesting.
I mean,
it'll be
interesting.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, it is Thanksgiving week starting. So we got the two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Five straight days of only Hallmark Channel movies.
We're coming up on the fifth movie and the third day.
So here's what we'll do.
I'm already tired.
There's no competition for these movies. So I'm going to read you. I'll read you. We don't have a Monday synopsis.
You want to make one up? Or could we all take turns popcorn it?
No. We don't have one on Monday.
You're no fun.
Well, I don't have a synopsis on Monday. We have a movie, but no synopsis.
I'm just saying, for make a synopsis.
Okay, fine. The movie is called Love and Gingerbread, and here's the synopsis.
Gingerbread, Indiana is where they hold the biggest gingerbread house festival / competition in the country.
After a series of wild mishaps, the gingerbread comes to life.
Samantha bumps into one of the gingerbread and sparks begin to fly.
As Dale, the mean gingerbread, terrorizes the village, Samantha and what was the other gingerbread's name?
Michael.
Samantha and Michael have to save the town from its ultimate destruction. And along the way, they start to realize just how much they have in common.
Is there more to that?
Like, so that's Monday, November 23rd.
It's a gingerbread disaster movie. That's what that is. Which is probably accurate, in all honesty. That's probably, it's going to be bad.
So we will compete Tuesday against Wednesday and then Thursday against Friday.
I like it. Okay? Sure.
So Tuesday on the Hallmark Channel, we have A Christmas Tree Grows in Colorado. Now, a week ago, this movie was entitled A Christmas Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right.
It has. But
then there's a book called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So they have just moved it from Brooklyn to
And they're very similar,
Colorado,
you know, from a standpoint of, you know, what they look like.
Should we pick a city in Colorado? No!
That shows state. You just how bad the Canadian filming of Brooklyn was.
My only guess is maybe it was Brooklyn, Colorado.
No way.
And not New York. This is Tuesday. It is starring Rachelle Aidas and Mark Taylor. Aaron, played by Aidas, is planning the town's Christmas celebration and must win over firefighter Kevin, played by Taylor, in order to obtain the beautiful spruce tree from his property for the celebration. So this is Miss Christmas.
Same movie.
Yeah. This is Miss Christmas, but with firefighters.
Right.
So there's that. The next night, A Bright and Merry Christmas. It is airing on Wednesday and is starring Allison Sweeney and my main man, Mark Blucas.
Yeah.
Speaking of Miss Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some Mark Blucas.
Two competing TV hosts, played by Sweeney and Blucas, are sent to a festive small town over Christmas. While pretending to get along for the sake of appearances, they discover that there's more to each other than they thought. All right. Do you have the Miss Christmas spinoff or A Bright and Merry Christmas?
I have A Bright and Merry Christmas on this one. I like the idea of a dueling TV host.
Yeah, so I have the Miss Christmas spinoff because Mark Blucas, who typically plays kind of the everyman, he's building something normally. I don't know how he's going to play a TV host. Like, he just is a soft-spoken, like, kind of more of a man's man. Like, he doesn't do the TV host. I don't know, man. They both sound real bad. I want to be clear, but I'm going to go with the Miss Christmas spinoff.
If there's one thing I learned last year with Holiday for Heroes, that was Blucas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep.
It's don't count against the Blucas. He'll catch you by surprise. He will bring you in with his eyes and he'll keep you there with his voice. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All true.
I'm here for the Blucas. It is Thanksgiving night, everybody. Thanksgiving night, okay. Thursday, November 26th. Hallmark's not taking any days off. This movie is Christmas by Starlight. It is starring Kimberly Sustad and Paul Campbell, written by Paul Campbell.
Story by Kimberly Sustad.
That's exactly right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Annie, played by Sustad, is a lawyer who must help her loved ones this holiday season. Her family's restaurant, the Starlight Cafe, is slated for demolition. The heir of development firms responsible, William, played by Campbell, makes her an unlikely proposition. He'll spare the cafe if Annie spends the week appearing as legal counsel his father's demanding he hire in wake of some costly mistakes.
So she has to be a fake lawyer?
Yes.
But also, places don't get slated for demolition until they're no longer owned or the customers, like the tenants have been evicted, right? They're going to knock down a place that's still in business? What?
Frank just ordered pie. Watch out, Frank. There's a wrecking ball coming on in.
Oh, this is good. Oh, no.
Yeah. That was today.
That was today. Yeah, we figured we'd just try to get the money while we could.
Yeah,
another
I mean,
another dollar, you know?
Unreal. I got some questions.
I
but
have so many questions.
I mean, count me in, I guess. Five Star Christmas is airing on Friday, Black Friday.
It's a chef's movie. Gotta be a chef
we've
movie.
We've got, let's find out. We got Bethany Joy Lenz and Victor Webster. Victor Webster.
He's got to be 100 years older than her.
After moving back to her hometown, Lisa, played by Lenz, plots with her siblings and grandparents to help her father's new bed and breakfast get a 5-star review from an incognito travel critic, played by Webster, but ends up falling for him, not knowing that he's the real critic.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. What do you got?
It's tough because, you know, Paul and Kimberly writing one, I have a lot of trust in them, but the 5-star sounds like a better movie-ish.
Here's my thoughts. Paul and Kim are friends of the show.
Yeah.
And we're excited to see what they can do as writers, but, and I'll say it softly, I like Bethany Joy Lenz as a performer more than both of them. Shh. Give me the Bethany Joy Lenz movie. And there's no way Brain would say anything like that.
No, I've Bethany Joy is I think my favorite actress.
Is she? Wow.
Yeah, I love her. So I'm gonna go with this movie.
Wow.
It's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep for the 5-star.
Man.
All right, guys. Thanksgiving weekend. Which, if you think it's going to slow down, it's not.
Oh, no.
Four movies, 2 days back at it. Here we go. Christmas
Son
Waltz.
Beasting. 13 movies in, what, 9 days?
Yeah.
Is that the toughest schedule we've ever done?
Well, it's usually the same. They usually don't have four on both weekends. They don't bookend it with four on each side.
Oh, you know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do this weekend. How's that sound? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here. The what is this podcast? It's Hallmark's the Hallmark's
second
or Us.
Winner preview of the...
We're back. It is Thanksgiving weekend here on the preview episode number 2. And it is the Christmas Waltz. The Christmas Waltz airing Saturday, November 28th, starring, oh boy, Lacey Chabert, Will Kemp, and JT Church.
JT.
Okay. After Avery's, played by Chabert's, storybook Christmas wedding is canceled unexpectedly. Dance instructor Roman, played by Kemp, helps her rebuild her dreams.
Okay.
Dance instructor. Over on Movies and Mysteries, we have USS Christmas airing same time with Jen Lilly, Trevor Donovan, Barbara Niven. Maddie, played by Lily, is a reporter for a Norfolk newspaper, embarks on a tiger cruise during Christmas time where she meets a handsome naval officer, played by Trevor Donovan, and stumbles upon a mystery in the ship's archive room. In the archive room. Guys, what you got?
There are so many things that I have to say that I can't on this podcast, and I said there wasn't a God earlier. That Lacey Chabert movie, the scant as it was, sounds like one of the worst pieces of garbage I've ever heard of. The USS Christmas has our girl Jen Lilly on it, and they filmed some of it in our home state of South Carolina. So on those two rankings alone, give me the USS Christmas.
I want to make something more interesting because I just realized there's no Sunday movie on Movies and Mysteries for a reason, and it is because on Sunday, CCB
move
is
get
here.
Out the way.
And so I'm going to add the CCB movie to the mix, Panda, before you speak. Yeah, okay.
Don't speak. It's still going to be USS Christmas for me. I've not heard what this movie's about. I'm just letting you know.
If I only had Christmas... airs on Sunday, November 29th, and it is starring CCB herself. CC Leaves, you pumped?
Yeah!
And Warren Christie.
It's Chris Christie's brother.
Hope he's all right.
Get well soon, buddy.
At Christmas, a cheerful publicist played by Beret teams up with a cynical business owner played by Christie and his team to help a charity in need. That's all we have on that one. Now, have heard some scuttlebutt that this is heavily inspired by The Wizard of Oz, hence the title, If I Only Had Christmas, I would have the jingle bells and I would have the candy canes if I only had Christmas.
That was good, Brian.
Thank you. It was great, man.
You throwing CCB in the mix changes things for me. I'm going to have to ponder this for just a brief moment. You know what? I'm going to go all in. I'm going to do the unpredicted Chabert dance instructor. Let's go. Sparks are flying. There's going to be a dance montage. It's going to be awesome. If there's no dance montage, I'm in with the CCB.
That's not how this works. You don't get to do... If it doesn't have the thing,
if this movie is better than the other one, then I'm in.
This movie's going to be better, but if it's not, I want the other one.
No.
Yeah.
I think if there's a dance montage, it could be one of the best movies.
A good montage.
I love. But, you know, if she's just trying to work and perform for the dance competition.
Without a montage?
Without a dance montage. It's got to be like the Rocky Balboa dance sequence. I think that would be amazing. I'm all in.
I don't know what just happened, but okay.
You know, despite what I might personally think of CCB, her movies are at least always a...
bad.
No, they're at least always... There's something a little extra. It's appointment viewing here in the Hallmark world.
True.
And so I am here partly for CCB, partly for The Wizard of Oz.
She gave
to see what they do
really
there.
Weird interview where they were like asking her about all the new inclusion, and she's like, the cool thing is that we get to include more people, and they've let me continue to make movies. And then she basically used some family-friendly line. Like, it was a very weird way to distinguish herself from what they're doing. So I expect a very old-school Hallmark-type feel. I couldn't be less excited.
Dance montage. She's dancing for the whole village. Saving it.
Is that Jimmy Stewart? She's dancing.
She's dancing.
Mary.
All right.
So there's a montage.
You ready for the last batch? Ready?
Last batch already?
Yeah, last batch.
I just feel like the time flies too fast.
Time does fly too fast.
Said it for years.
Time does fly too fast. Christmas, this is Saturday, December 5th. Christmas in Evergreen.
Oh, yeah.
Bells are ringing. Starring Holly Robinson Pete, Colin Lawrence, Rakia Bernard, Antonio Kayon.
Yeah.
And Barbara.
I'm sorry, Antonio, for whatever just happened there.
Kayon. Here it is. C-A-Y-O-N-N-E.
Maybe it is Kayon.
Thank you.
Kayone?
You're welcome, Antonio. And Barbara Niven coming back again.
Wow.
2 weekends in a row. As Michelle's, played by Pete, her wedding approaches, Hannah, played by Bernard, steps up to help finish the launch of the new Evergreen Museum while questioning her relationship and future with Elliot, played by Kayone.
Yeah. Christmas in Evergreen 2, which is the first one that we watched on the podcast, is not a bad Christmas movie for Hallmark standards. Like, it's probably, if you were having me rank...
That's Joe Wagner.
It's Joe Wagner and Mark Declan.
Mark Declan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, there's the key, and they're looking at Santa, the whole thing. I would say that's probably, for me, a top 10 Hallmark Christmas movie. The third one was terrible. It was very, very bad.
That's the one with the almost advent calendar, like, on the side of the
building. They discover it on the side of the building, and then all the other actors come back. I don't have super high hopes here.
But
HRP in mind, this in the is, lead, though.
What? But also, these are all the characters that we were most intrigued by in 3.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
HRP in the lead.
Ha. You know what? We're going to get to the competition here, but we're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back. We will finish out the weekend and then look forward to next week quickly. We'll be right back here on the pod. Welcome back to the pod, everybody. Saturday, we have Christmas in Evergreen 4 going on the channel. Over on the Movies and Mysteries, we have A Little Christmas Charm. a little Christmas charm.
Okay.
Little Christmas charm.
A little baby Christmas charm.
Starring Ashley Greene and Brendan Penny.
Oh, our fave, Brendan Penny. He keeps begging us to be on the show, yeah. And we keep saying,
we're like,
nah,
Brendan, back off for a second. We'll get there when we get there.
No. You're not what we're looking for.
Holly, what are we looking for?
People that aren't Brendan Penny.
Oh, boy. Holly, played by Green, is a jewelry designer who finds a lost charm bracelet and teams up with an investigative reporter named Greg, played by Penny, in hopes of finding the owner and returning it by Christmas Eve.
I fell asleep during that. Like, I just can't tell you how unexcited I am for that movie. That may be bottom of the barrel for me right now. Give me the Evergreen just by default.
Yeah.
You can't even tell me the title of that second one.
Charming Christmas.
Nope, A Little Christmas Charm.
Dang it. That's a snoozer. That's Alaska, finding a flower in Alaska, boring.
That's right.
Evergreen.
I mean, it's Evergreen, guys.
It's got to be Evergreen.
I don't know. I'm a simple man. Yeah. I see Evergreen. I see that truck. I'm there to play.
I love that truck.
Oh, I love that truck.
Man. Good times in that truck.
Yeah.
Love my truck. Are we just still doing a truck bit, or are we moving on?
Give me that Christmas truck. Give me those good times. Put the lights on the tree, baby.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Christmas She Wrote. Sunday, December 6th, Christmas She Wrote. Starring Danica McKellar and Dylan Neal.
Okay.
Is this a mystery?
Christmas, this is a like channel. This is a channel. This is Christmas She Wrote, but Dan.
Christmas She Wrote sounds like murder.
It
she
does.
Wrote.
We'll see what happens. No, it has nothing. I think she's a journalist.
What?
When Kaylee, played by McKellar, a romance writer, has her column canceled right before Christmas, she heads home to reconnect with her family. Kaylee gets an unexpected visit from the man.
But the man? Corporate came.
Big
we're gonna take you all your dinner. She's gonna stick it to him.
It's unfair because the sentence is she gets an unexpected from a man who canceled her column, but they said unexpected visit from the man, Neil. Unexpected visit from the man, played by Neil, who canceled her column, who fights not only to bring her back to the publisher, but also for her heart.
Man, why name it
Christmas She Wrote? What are you doing?
Hey, I got a movie. It's called NYPD Christmas. Is it about Christmas and about the police in New York? No.
Nah.
Just love the name. It's about an owner of a bed and breakfast in Omaha. Just called it NYPD Christmas. Coming soon to Hallmark near you. NYPD Christmas.
What are you doing, Omar? But it's like when they name something Jane Austen related, right. And it has nothing to do with Jane Austen.
Some very, like, the Jane Austen ones have just a slight tie. Christmas She Wrote. If there is not a murder,
her name has to be Agatha, right? At some point,
I just don't understand why name it Christmas She Wrote.
Yeah,
it's bad.
It's bad. I'm with you on that.
Okay. Man, when I heard it, I was like, sweet, Christmas murder mystery?
I'm in.
Could not be.
Yep.
Nope.
No.
Hallmark Channel. Over on Movies and Mysteries, though, we have time for you. Nope. Time for me. Nope.
Nope.
Time for us to come home for Christmas.
Even Godwink thinks this is a bad idea.
From, thank God, executive producer Blake Shelton. If you guys think these episodes of our podcast of Money Grab, go talk to Blake Shelton, starring Lacey Chabert and Stephen Hazar.
Hazar!
So this is a double Chabert alert.
It's a double Chabert alert, and are you ready for this, Panda? You're going to love this.
A double Chabert alert.
Panda, you're going to freaking love this. Just by
joke. No. You let me have it.
No, I'm giving him
it's
this.
It's a double Chabert alert instead of alert.
It works.
Yeah,
it works.
That's good. That's good.
The T is silent.
You know
in
what?
That case.
Yeah.
It works.
Thank you. Don't get any credit around here for being funny.
applaud for your joke. That's right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
think you're going to, this is going to quickly pop on up. Five guests are mysteriously invited to an inn to celebrate Christmas. Can we pause right there? If you got a mystery invite.
Come celebrate the time of year that you celebrate with your family, but just with four other randos.
Yeah. No. With the help of the owner, Ben, played by Hazar, Sarah, played by Chabert, discovers that an event from the past may connect them and change their lives forever.
Oh.
I mean, I have enough questions to where I'm at least intrigued.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's sending the invites out?
I don't know.
What? Yeah, I mean,
yeah, no,
what I also don't know is I don't know if the guest being invited to the inn is the event that they're talking about. Like, is that back in the day there were five guests and now we have Ben
five
and
new
Sarah?
Guests?
I don't know.
Time for us.
That's right.
To come home. Oh, I'm in.
I don't understand that series.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
why and why they're connected.
It's an anthology.
They bought a property. Time for me to come home to Christmas, the property of that song. They bought it. And so they're using it, and they're, as they do with everything, they're wringing every last drop
out. But they're not even related. And
no.
We run out of pronouns eventually, right? Like to use.
Yes. But also, like, they run out of movie titles. They probably just bought it for the titles.
Time for everybody.
Time for them.
Time for Johnny to come home for Christmas.
Yeah. Eventually, you just get very pointed.
You better get home, Johnny.
Jessica.
It's time for you.
When is Blake going to be in one of these?
And by you, I mean Johnny.
It's time for Blake to come home for Christmas and be in a movie. That's right.
Come on, Blake.
What do you guys got? You got the murder Christmas she wrote?
No. Give me the Chabert joint. It's Chabert versus McKellar?
Wow. That's a bold. That either tells me that this one of these two is not
good.
Trying to
hide that movie.
Yeah.
They're trying to hide that dog right on the.
And it makes me think it could be the Blake Shelton joint.
Give me the Blake Shelton joint anyway. It's too much mystery for me to say no to.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Dan.
I'm intrigued by this movie. I'm intrigued by the fact that they brought Lacey in for another movie.
And then put her up against Danica McKellar.
Yeah. That's bold.
There's a lot going on. This is the mystery weekend.
You put it on the board right here. This pairing will not end up on the same night. They're going
to
move one of
them. Yes, they're going to have to.
One of them will be moved.
Who thought
leaving our preview irrelevant, unfortunately, if you can believe it.
We'll just have to re-record it.
Yeah.
We just do it again.
Because this preview, this is what people look forward to.
So next week, actually, this is going to be really fun. We are going to go back through the first two preview episodes.
and talk about
which moments kind of made us laugh.
I love it.
What made us go like what.
I actually think, hear me out because I've been railing against this. That's a better podcast idea. Every week we just try to get smaller and smaller in our framework. To where we're just so far in the weeds in 20 episodes where it's like talking about one laugh for a half an hour. No one cares. I'm all in on that idea.
In a year. So the initial joke led to so many funnies. My favorite of which happened 6 months after the fact because that joke led to the joke that happened last week.
That's right.
And it was a doozy.
Man. You know I'm here for
that. Yeah, you're here for that.
Here for the bits. Guys, we have done it. We are going to be back next week with the last two weekends of movies.
Just eight movies left?
Just eight movies left.
It's got to be 12 left. Did we do more than 12 just now?
We did because of Thanksgiving week.
Oh, so we're going to make a full episode.
Well, we have eight and then we have a couple special guests joining us.
Oh, we have a couple special guests joining us, but this is not the Christmas kickoff.
It's not the Christmas kickoff because we're not talking about Christmas movies with those special guests. Okay?
All right. Okay. Whatever.
Will you just trust me on this?
Go to datethehomework.com. Buy some t-shirts.
Will you just trust me on this?
I'll trust you on this.
We have every size.
I just want to say this. You act like we couldn't drag out an eight movie preview episode into 40 minutes. But, I don't know. We're talking about the Hanukkah movie next week.
Yeah, but right now we're trying to get to 40 minutes with 16.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, we'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do it.
All right.
We'll be back next week. Eight movies, two special guests, Partridge in the Pear Tree. And we will be we'll
six
be there.
CDs, 38 songs. It's going to be awesome.
This weekend, watch the bouquet, special magical bouquet. It's going to be fun. Yeah. And until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.